Hello and welcome to another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host. I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and the end of our ropes, and we want to be able to talk honestly about our jobs, and we really don't feel we can do that if we are not anonymous. So we use pseudonyms during this podcast, hence the Elvis. I'd like to give a special thank you to all of our Patreon donors out there. I'm going to go ahead and read down the list real quick, so we got some new ones this week. Sam B, India G, Lucy P, Mary E, Jamie B, Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Mary C, Haley M, Barry N, Rylan L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJ R, Cara T, Kristen C, Amanda T, Johanna H, Tony Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Lisa S, Casey B, and Sarah N. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is also sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or you have one in your building who could use some educational resources, especially theater posters, send them to Ludlam Dramatics. They have all kinds of posters. Things teaching you how to do stage makeup, parts of stage, the fundamentals, how to do improv, a biography on Lin-Manuel Miranda, ooh la la. Anyway, that was dumb. I kind of wish I hadn't said that, but I am really tired. Here's the breakdown. I was diagnosed with COVID last Saturday, and so I'm not actually on this podcast. You're about to hear it all. For the last 5 days, I've been pretty much bedbound, and I only got out of bed right now to get to the microphone to record this. I feel like crap. And so my big takeaway, my friends, is stand up, make sure all of your students are wearing masks all the time. Make sure you are vigilant about wearing your own. I don't know where I got it, probably from work, but hey, I have it. But I know it's got my whole household right now. Priscilla has it, Buddy Holly has it, Lisa Marie has it, and then completely unrelated to my whole family that I have going on, I know Rosie Rose, I think, got it from her school, and so our whole Teacher Needs a Podcast is getting sick right now. So keep us in your thoughts, but I'm sure we'll all bounce back pretty soon. Anyway, I'd like to thank Shirley Temper for taking over hosting duties. She does a magnificent job. If you have something you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the contact page of our website. Enjoy.
It's Friday. I had a shit day at work. Let me take a gummy. And then I'll be like, oh no, I forgot. And then that's the times when the weird things come out of my mouth during this podcast.
Oh, that's
welcome
only
to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am your host, not Elvis. No, I'm Shirley Temper, and I'm your substitute teacher for the day. Ooh. And with us in this very special, very wrong episode is Mr. Turd Ferguson.
How's everybody doing?
Delightful, sir. Thank you. And as always, the irreverent Lucille Lane.
You're so money, you don't even know it.
I do know it, but thank you. Oh, my God. And I don't have favorites, but if I did, she might be it. Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Aww.
Okay, I love you too, but we go back. You know that. Okay. Our past is true, and it's deep, and it's magical. It has been a crazy week for me, you guys. I don't know about you. This is so wrong on so many levels. So to our amazing listeners, the reason you're listening to me hosting as opposed to Elvis, our fearless leader, is we think he might have tested positive, not for chlamydia, but for COVID. We're not 100% sure. Or it could just be the crap, like the flu. Yeah. We're not sure. There was
not the clap.
Not the clap. No. Hopefully negative. I mean, I'm not going to put his business on there, but you never know. Yeah, but there's a fever. There might be a rash. I'm not 100% certain on the details. But I was
rash?
A good... No, excuse you. I am married, sir. How dare you? I clutched my invisible pearls. That's like a knee-jerk habit for me these days. I'll just clutch. But anyway, this week has been so weird. I feel like I'm getting a lot accomplished, which is really good for me because tomorrow's going to be insane. I have so much to do. It's crazy. I'm doing a Zoom workshop. I'm hosting a distanced drag show. This will be my third time hosting. So these are things I know. I'm very excited. But these are things that I've been working on really, really hard for, you know, 2 and 3 weeks. I'm a perfectionist. I want to make sure that I'm doing my best. And so in order to do these amazing things, because I'm a teacher and I put everything off and I do everything last minute on the weekends for the following week, I had to like kick my ass into gear this week and try to get ahead. And on top of it, I don't know about you guys, my T-test has really ramped up. I had my first walkthrough today, just casual walkthrough. I know. Who likes that? Nobody likes that. I did amazing, though. It was really good. But my official, like, official thing is December 17th, which is plenty of time. I have enough time to, you know, because you got to put on the dog and pony show. Like, you have to. Like, you just have to. For those of you who aren't in Texas, T-test is our teacher evaluation thing. Bullshit. It's our bullshit that we have to do to make sure that we're not, like, shitty teachers, even though I work with a bunch of shitty teachers and I don't know how they keep getting rehired. What?
Shots
you know,
fired.
Shots fired, shine or cheer fired. That's what it is. But that's, so I'm doing everything I can to like get ahead. And you know, Christmas is coming. There's all that nonsense. I have young children. I'm trying to do everything so I don't drown. But I already feel like I'm so behind. I haven't decorated for anything. I haven't even gotten my stuff out of the attic. I'm doing wonderfully and I keep having to like hype myself up about that. But I just, I'm starting to get the oh no's behind the you're doing greats where I'm like, oh no, it's not enough. Oh no, you're going to forget something. Oh no. What about you? What about you, Turd?
Teaching is the only profession where if you are 3 days behind, you're actually ahead. It's the first week back after Thanksgiving break. It's always that week that you're just like, bleh. I lost my momentum about, say, Thursday evening. And then Friday came and I was like, okay, I can keep this going. I can. And then I was like, fuck it. Fuck it, Friday.
What about you, Lucille? How's your week gone?
It's going all right. I mean, I'm not going backwards. I was real proud of myself. I finished lesson plans today. Like, a full week. And I'm like, I don't have to do this over the weekend. Look at me doing shit.
What? Right? What? I did that too. And so this weekend, I can actually, like, chill.
What the fuck is that?
I high-fived myself and, like, had a little pep in my step as I walked out.
Good for you. Get it. What about you, Bun Bun?
My week was kind of a mixed bag. Like, I felt like things went pretty well with the kids, but I had a conversation with an administrator, and at one point I expressed that I felt like a couple of things that had been said to the staff were kind of personal. Condescending or something.
The tone was wrong. Uh-huh.
I got the full toxic positivity response about how I'm not hearing, you know, I'm only focusing on the negative.
I hate
that. I was like, okay, cool. So
you are anybody who knows you knows that that's not the case at all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I mean, even your cat thinks it's nonsense.
From a Reddit post posted by Bailey Diane? I'm going to go with Bailey Diane. The unexpected COVID tests. So we're face to face, and one of my sophomores let out a nasty fart in class today. It was loud and it smelled awful. Then his neighbor decided to grab my room spray, so my room then smelled like poop and roses. I excused the student to the restroom, and we went into the hallway for a moment to regain our composure. When the offending student came back, he said, I gave y'all a COVID test. Everybody could smell that. We healthy.
Oh, my God.
One thing about this job, it never gets boring.
Damn. Okay, the fact that that kid did what is, I mean, to me, I would want to curl up and die and, like, never come back to school again. The fact that he was so, like, thug and blindly confident about that, I have to give him major props. Like, if I farted loudly and stinkily in a room full of people, that would be it for me. Like, I would just be like, I am going to be homeschooled from here on out. And
I would
that's
never
that.
Be able to come back to school. Yeah. Like, that would never. And then this kid is just like, yeah, you're welcome. That's amazing.
Lucille, I feel like you have something profound to say on this subject.
I mean, not profound, but if I were, I feel like that might have been an accidental loud fart. And, like, he had no other choice but to make it such a joke to save his, like, reputation. I mean, what else are you going to do, right? You go out in the hallway, you're like, fuck, how do I, like, how do I get this up? How do I get, how do I make, the, that girl I have a crush on is in this fucking class. Mm-hmm. I gave you all a COVID test. Have you ever had one of those moments where you're laughing so hard that, like, you as the teacher are laughing so hard that class yes. just comes to a complete stop?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Because that's- this happened to me yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I was with a group of my seniors and we were sitting around and one of them was like, hey, Ms. Temper, you have to see this TikTok. Cause I love me some ticky tack. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you have to look at this TikTok. And I don't even remember what it was, but it was so perfectly in tune with my humor that I started laughing so hard that I started crying, which made everybody else laugh so hard. And then I couldn't breathe. And then one of my seniors like started snorting, which just set us off on this magical chain reaction of laughter. And it was great. You know, I hate that we have to do face to face, but that made me grateful for it in that little moment.
Okay. This was a Reddit post by user SBrad6336 titled Proof That My Students Aren't Paying Attention. I taught the wrong subject for a full 15 minutes and no one cut me off.
Oh my God. I already love this so much.
I should add that I teach 100% virtually. I had an all-day PD yesterday for mentorship, which evidently threw off my schedule a bit. Mm-hmm. I introduced chemistry and physics to my students, thinking it was Tuesday first period, or eighth grade science. But I was talking to my medical detective students, and not one of them recognized that something was off. Mm-hmm. Oh. They're not on the right track for being good detectives right now. Observations, oh, children.
Man.
I feel like that's something that would happen to me at some point, though. Like,
oh, absolutely.
To my knowledge, it has not happened yet, but I, for whatever reason, feel for SBrad6336 on a soul level. I'm like, I feel you, man. That's.
I hope that he, like, cut off by saying, oh, just kidding, you guys aren't paying attention, like, totally being doing that male thing where, like, I made a mistake, let me just...
I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. Oh my God.
I've done like smaller versions of that. I mean, I think we all have, you know, because I teach the same subject, but I have different preps and I have different preps, different class periods. And so maybe one day I'll start on, like, if we're reading something, I'll be on the wrong page and I'll go on about that page for like a minute or two before one of my kids is like, Stepper, we're like seven pages after that. I'm like, oh, my bad. But not a completely different subject for 15 minutes.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they were both like sciencey things, medical detectives, chemistry.
Yeah, but that doesn't make me feel like they're listening to detail.
So, yeah, there's that.
Hey, you guys, guess what? I have a special thing that I'm going to read to you.
What?
This is from the Teacher Needs a Drink Facebook page.
Oh, we got a Facebook page.
Well, we do, and somebody sent us a message.
Woo.
I know. This is from Lorelai Gilmore. I was wondering how to handle the following situation. There have been multiple instances this week where the COVID situation has been poorly handled or just completely ignored. The school's proposal management for cases and quarantine that is published to the public is being completely disregarded by the head of school at my campus. I was notified that I was exposed twice to an individual in my family, we ate together twice, when I notified the head of school of this. Their response was, I am not worried about it. If I was worried about every teacher situation like that, we would have no teachers here. I was shocked and informed my doctor of this, who was very irritated with this. My partner teacher that I'm constantly exposed to tested positive today, and the concern has not changed. I chose to get myself tested yesterday and received a negative result, but I think it was too soon. To top it all off, my son yesterday has a household member that tested positive earlier this week, and they did not wear a mask during any of my classes, according to my students. I am very unsure of what to do at this point, as it is very apparent that the guidelines are being completely disregarded, and parents are essentially being lied to about how the school is keeping things safe. I would like to quarantine for the safety of my colleagues and students, but it has to be approved. We have already had one teacher on my campus suffer heart damage as a result of being infected. I don't understand why not getting shut down is more important than the long-term health of everyone in this building.
First of all, what do you mean you have to get approved?
Like, yeah.
Like, just tell them all the times that you were exposed. Isn't that enough?
It is on my campus.
Oh my God, that's too many times. And you know what? It's too many times because it's getting that bad. So it's not like anybody's fault and it's not personal. But Jesus.
The fact that the school does not care and is not following protocol.
Agreed.
I would reach out. I don't know where you are, Lorelai, but I would reach out to your teacher organization, or if you're in a state that unionizes, like your union. Yeah. I would go past your district as much as I could. You know, I would reach out to local health officials, something, and you have to protect yourself and you have to protect your students and the teachers and the parents. Like, that's just scary.
Yeah. And I have a lot of kids that live with our grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh my God, like you need to watch out for everyone. I mean, we can all potentially get affected. And like I said, it's not personal. It's not something we did on purpose. It's just interactions. It's just life. Mm-hmm. And at this point, we are all, it's just so saturated at this point that it's too easy for the school to just be like, you need to show proof. Like, you want me to have a positive test? I am contagious before these symptoms show up.
My first thought was like, is there a way to call your local news station?
Ooh, yeah.
And like, just go full
anonymously,
DEFCON 1.
Definitely anonymously. This is,
anonymously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like a public health thing. Shirley's advice is probably the more rational, like, professional way to handle it. But if
for
that
once.
Doesn't work, or if you are in a state that doesn't have strong unions or organizations that are able to, you know, affect much change for you, it's an option.
Hey guys.
Guys,
hey,
guess what?
I have something sexy to tell you.
What?
Did you know we have a Patreon?
No.
What?
We do. It's for as little as $5 a month, you can get access to lots of exclusive Patreon-only episodes and mucho, mucho bonus content. Get a gift for your secret Santa or your teacher bestie. Buy it now. Also, leave a sterling 5-star review to fight off the conservative trolls that keep attacking us liberal snowflake teachers who are indoctrinating your children with our social media voodoo. So I have a lot of crazy sub stories. I mean, I think when you've been a teacher for as long as we have, like, this is my 15th year teaching, I've got some crazy stories. When I was on maternity leave, I had a sub who told one of my seniors to watch the class because she had to go out to her car to get her medication, and she just left and didn't come back. I mean, that was pretty great. That was pretty great.
Wild.
I know. But that's not even the most interesting thing happened to me with a sub. So we are at that stage in our COVID journey on my campus where we have no fucking subs. Mm-hmm. None. And I'm having to cover classes. This week I had to cover 2 or 3 of my conference periods because I've got a sub. I mean, I've got a teacher in my hall that is gone until December 15th. And I have another teacher who is nipples on the bat suit useless and took a personal day on a Friday. Ooh, when they knew we were short on subs, I'm still bitter. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, you know, like I said earlier in this episode, I'm trying to get ahead for next week. I'm working my tail off. And so I was a little perturbed. So I go to my teacher wife's office and I was like, let me tell you all my thoughts and feelings. And the sub, we're in the state where each class period you have a different sub. And so the sub from the last class period, he is a very aged man who is very much a boomer. I mean, but like the tail end of boomer, probably like, I would say 70s, late 70s, like he's up there. So he comes in my teacher's wife's classroom. He goes, he's so loud. He's like, excuse me. Can you please open this door? I left something in her classroom. And my teacher, I was like, of course, Mr. So-and-so, let me help you. And as she's walking to the door to go open this classroom, he goes, I left my hearing aid in there.
No, shit.
And I sat there and I was like, no. So I didn't have to creep. He was yelling. He was like, yeah, they were getting too loud and I didn't want to listen to them talk no more. So I just took my hearing aid out.
Oh, jeez.
I have never in my 15 years had a substitute who just didn't want to listen to the students. So they took their hearing aids out so they wouldn't have to hear them. And then forgot them. In the classroom.
I think that's genius. So I'm not going to judge.
It's pretty punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, forgetting your hearing aid, that's a whole nother thing. But like, yeah, if I could take my hearing out, I would.
That is a whole new level of no fucks left to give.
That's true. That's true.
Done.
What about you guys? Tell me your best or your most interesting sub stories. Lucille, tell me something good.
Well, I will say this. Liz, I will tell you something good because it was amazing. So I know we all have like terrible sub stories. So I just want to fit in a beautiful sub story. I had a sub. Here's the thing. I don't have many sub stories because let's be honest. When I started teaching, I only subbed like two times and I got a job. So I didn't have to sub. And then like when I do have sub, it's very, very rare because I'm one of those teachers that never miss school. So yeah, I'm one of those. But there was a time where I contracted C. diff. Is anybody familiar?
Ooh, I am not.
Ooh. Okay, speaking of Nurse Rosie Rose, you said that and I could hear her her twitch all the way from here.
Yeah. So it's terrible. So I got mine because you can get it by taking too many antibiotics. Basically, it's when you don't have enough good bacteria in your gut.
Mm.
Okay. It starts off, like I started off like feeling dehydrated, like very, very bad headaches, turn into body aches, turn into pooping all the time. And then you go into puking when you don't have anything to shit out.
Yep.
So it was 6 weeks I was sick as a dog because it was a whole, basically it was all bullshit reason why I took antibiotics. It could have been cured another way. And I got pumped with more antibiotics when I had to go to the hospital. They thought that I had meningitis. And like I had to go through the whole sticking the needle into my like spinal fluid.
Oh my God.
By the way, as they're doing that, the world is now just listening to like everything. I thought I was going to shit the bed because like, you know, they make you wear the gown, right?
Yeah.
And like, guys, I got to go to the bathroom. And they're like, well, we're almost to your spine. I'm like, no, I got to go now. Somehow I kept it together.
Yeah.
But with all the things I was saying and all the symptoms, they should have figured it out like immediately, but they didn't. So anyway, for 6 weeks, I had to have a sub. My sub did the best job. She texted me every day. She gave me updates. She emailed me. She's like, do you want to make any adjustments? She was on her game. So I have to give props to those subs that were just amazing.
Just what about you, turd? Give me your best sub story.
So I wouldn't say this one was funny, but so much it's definitely intriguing because I'm just like, oh shit, are you serious? The balls on this guy.
So, I'm dead. I'm ready.
So in which case, science teacher is out. Apparently this sub took it upon himself to go ahead and start pushing out religious beliefs on how old the earth is. And somehow, So somehow this got, like, Wayne got to the admin office and they went ahead and got in there and removed the sub. But at the same time, they called me down just to take over for a period while they got another sub in there. So I'm walking in and I'm walking down the hall down there. And mind you, I'm terrible at science. I'm not even going to lie about it. So they're just like, okay, can you just go ahead and take it over? And I'm just like, okay, I'll read out of a book for you. So, and then of course, one of them was just like, hey, could you talk a little bit about what he was saying in regards to? And I was just like, nope. Flat out, nope, not going to. And just like, is that because, nope, not even engaging in this conversation. Let's go ahead and continue to talk about dinosaurs, shall we?
What about you, Bunny? Do you have a sassy sub story?
There's one that I feel like I've already told before about going somewhere for a couple of days for a conference, and I came back and the sub had helped by cleaning my desk.
Oh,
and I couldn't find shit for 2 weeks. I'm sure it was well-intentioned, and I fully acknowledge that I am a messy person.
No. We don't touch people's things.
Yeah, don't mess with people's stuff.
That's none of their business.
As far as, like, the other, like, sub-story that just kind of left me speechless for a second, I had a sub who I was brand new to this school. So this woman had never laid eyes on me before. And it was in like the first 6 weeks of school. So this woman has never laid eyes on me. I haven't been there long enough for there to be any like stories about me or anything. Like, I don't know. This woman came in and within 2 minutes was quietly throwing shade and judging me saying little comments about it. I'm giving her the rundown of the class, you know, because I'm about to leave. I was only going to be gone for a half day for a meeting. And I was like, okay, so, you know, there's this and this and this and blah, 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 this group, blah, 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 this group, you know, da, da, da. And I said, you know, my second period class, I was like, you know, they're loud, they're chatty, but they're sweet kids. And she goes, so you don't think the talkative kids are nice? And I was like, that's... And in my head, I'm like, that's the opposite of what I said.
That is some horse manure.
I was like, no, I just mean that, you know, they're not doing it to try to be disruptive. It's just, you know, it's just they're social. They're not doing it to try to be disrespectful to you or try to flout the rules. I'm going through the lesson and I'm explaining, you know, okay, we're going to do this and these accommodations for these kids or whatever. Is that all they're doing today?
Oh, get out. Die. Yes, I don't like it.
That's what they're doing today. And y'all, I got back and she even did that shit wrong. I told the office about it and I was like, I would appreciate if this person was not placed in my classroom anymore. Not only were they really rude to me, but they didn't even follow my directions when they got them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was our principal secretary who did all the scheduling of the subs. And she was like, oh God. Yeah, no, definitely. That person will not be back in your room. I will make a note of that. Like, she was great about it, but I was like,
I don't like, why is she questioning you?
I don't know. Like
if she's talking to me, I'd be like, excuse me. You need to elaborate on that. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
I'm not one to call people out on stuff.
No.
Like, I am very non-confrontational, but she said that. And I just kind of like stopped for a second. Like, you just like low key insulted me. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Time to perish.
Yeah.
Well, that that was our amazing episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. That was pretty crazy. I'm not going to lie. This is really exciting for me, but I know we miss our amazing fearless leader, Elvis. Nobody does this like him. No. He is the bee's knees. We hope you feel better. We hope it's not contagious. Gross. But we do... or the clap. I just want to point out that Turd was the one who brought that back into the conversation.
Yeah.
Speaking of the clap, I want to thank our amazing hosts this week, our amazing guests. Turd Ferguson, you are contagiously irritating, but in the purely adorable way.
In the words of this sophomore, I gave you all a COVID test. Everybody could smell that. We healthy.
You're disgusting, but we love you. Lucille Lane, you effervescent angel. Thank you for stopping by.
Always. You know, I always have a great time with you.
And the fearless killer of crewmates, Miss Bunny O'Hare. We love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. Thanks for having
You know, I feel like Elvis would want to remind everybody that you have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. He always tells us to put our own oxygen mask on before helping the person next to us. And I think that's super important with the holidays coming up. Make sure, guys, that if you are feeling depressed or overwhelmed, don't be afraid to reach out and talk to somebody. Mental health is something that we need to keep in the forefront, that we always need to be talking about.
It's as important as breathing.
It is as important as breathing. Thank you, Lucille. Yep. All right, everyone. Just like Elvis says, deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers!
Cheers!
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes. It's Christmas,
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I'd like to super thank Miss Shirley Temper for taking over hosting duties. I really appreciate it. Also for Miss Bunny O'Hare, Lucille Lane, and Mr. Turb Ferguson for also stepping out. If you... yeah, that's it. That's COVID. If you have something you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook or hit us up through the contact page of our website. Also, if you'd like to be a Patreon, for as little as $5, you can get bonus episodes of Teacher Needs Drink podcast, as long as all kinds of extra content. Okay, my brain's not working. I'm tired, so I'm going to cut this out. You guys have heard me say all this stuff a million times. So thank you guys for sticking through this. And once again, thank you, Shirley Temper.
Turd, you have your hand raised.
I just wanted to give props to Shirley Temple for doing an awesome job tonight. I just wanted to give props to Shirley Temper tonight because she did an awesome job.
Thank you. It was only mildly terrifying. Hopefully it turns out good.